Do you ever feel a little guilty for having a good time? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Sometimes when people think of Christians, they think of like pilgrims, you know, the buckles on their hats, and they're never allowed to have fun or laugh or anything like that. I mean, if something's fun, it must be sinful, right? Yeah, some people think that kind of thing. But that's not what the Bible describes for us, like we'll hear about in today's devotion. Christians are allowed to be happy, by Emily Acker. Some of us have grown up thinking that Christians are meant to be serious all of the time. It's like we see a group of people having fun and laughing loudly and we think, no, that's not for us. Some people are even hesitant to become Christians because they're worried about all they would have to give up. They might wonder whether or not they would ever be allowed to be happy again. But the Bible doesn't say Christians aren't supposed to be happy. Instead, the Bible talks about joy and even happiness coming to those who follow God. For example, Psalm 68:3 says, "May the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful." Who are the righteous? Well, apart from God, none of us are righteous or sinless. But Jesus died on the cross for us and rose from the grave so that we could be counted righteous before God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 talks about that. So why shouldn't we be happy? We have a God who loves us, who delights in us, and who is watching over us. As Christians, we have been saved from sin and death, and nothing will ever separate us from God's love. And we have hope that one day, Jesus will return to renew heaven and earth. We are going to live with him forever in the most beautiful and perfect place. Hard times will come, and we will have days when we feel down about all that we are facing. But we don't have to stay that way. When we start to feel happy again, we can lean into that. We can rejoice. We can have a good time. We don't have to live our days acting completely serious and somber. Our faith is not a burden that is weighing us down. It's a wonderful gift. Like 1 Peter 1:8 says, "When we know Jesus, we are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy." So what does this story make you think of? Do you ever feel like God doesn't want you to be happy? Why do you think that is? God delights in his creation, and he invites us to delight with him in all he has made. What are some of the things that make you happy? Like your favorite foods, favorite music, favorite places, that kind of thing. Consider taking a moment to thank God for these things. If you feel like God may be calling you to give up something because it's getting in the way of the abundant life he has for you, who is a trusted Christian mentor you could talk to about it? And read more about that in John 10:10. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 68:3, "But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Nehemiah 8:8-12, Psalm 16:9-11, and then back to Psalm 68, this time verses 3-6, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Maybe having fun isn't even a question for you right now because you're going through the hard stuff in life. We want to walk with you through it. Tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how we need to fill up on good food to follow Jesus. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.